Chapter 3. Start taking away controls. 3A. Take away vacation days from contracts. In today's world, what you achieve is important, not how many hours it takes. This is especially true for the employees of creative companies like Netflix. I have never worried about how many hours people work. Hard work is unimportant when we think about people's performance. Until 2003, we gave each employee vacation days in their contract and checked when they took time off, like every other company I knew. Then, an employee said something interesting. "We're all working some weekends, answering emails at strange hours, taking off an afternoon for the children. We don't check hours worked every day or week. Why are we checking days of vacation every year?" There was no answer. An employee could work 8 hours from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., or 16 hours from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m., but no one checked. So, does it matter if that employee works 50 or 48 weeks a year? Patty McCord said, "Let's just say employees should take some vacation." I liked the idea of telling people that they were responsible for their own lives. They could decide when to work and when to take vacation. But I worried about everybody taking vacation at the same time, or about nobody taking any vacation. Many of our biggest innovations happened when people took time off. One very clever Netflix employee of almost 20 years, Neil Hunt, had a passion for vacations in strange places. Each time he came back, he had a wonderful new idea for the business. He's a great example of why employee vacations are good for companies. Vacations allow you to think creatively and to see your work differently. If you're working all the time, you can't see problems through new eyes. We decided to experiment, and it worked so well that we still do it today. It helps the company get and keep top talent, especially younger employees. Most important, it shows that we trust employees to behave responsibly. But there are some things you must do before taking away vacation days from employees' contracts. Managers must take lots of vacations. Patty decided from the start that it was important for Netflix managers to take lots of vacations and to talk about them. Most people look around their office to understand what it's okay to do. Patty wanted to see our postcards from Indonesia or Lake Tahoe all over the office. I've always liked traveling and have always taken vacations. But after we took away the vacation rules, I started talking about them a lot more.
When I began working with Reed, I was surprised that he was often on vacation. He says he takes 6 weeks vacation a year, but I think it's more. This is very important to the success of Netflix's contracts without vacation days. In some parts of Netflix, employees follow Reed's example, but in others, they don't. This is because some Netflix managers don't take lots of vacation, so their direct employees don't either. On these Netflix teams, A contract without vacation days feels a bit like no vacation at all.
If you want to take vacation out of contracts, you must give a good example to employees. But there's the problem that teams could take vacations at busy times, which could be bad for teamwork and the business. So you must also create context for employee behavior. When we took vacation out of contracts in 2003, we didn't think about creating context. After a few months, we had some problems. Some employees weren't completing work at the right time. Others were taking vacation just before an important moment in a big project. The answer to this problem is that every manager must spend time speaking to the team about what behaviors are okay. The clearer the manager is with context, the better. So they could say, "Please tell me 3 months before if you want to take a 4-week vacation, but a month is usually fine before a 5-day vacation." When a company grows, there are lots more ways in which managers can create context and give good examples of vacation taking. Any manager who doesn't think carefully about this soon has problems. I manage this problem by trying to do a better job of creating context myself, so my managers follow my example with their own teams.
After Netflix stopped checking on employees' vacations, many other companies began doing the same. Because Netflix doesn't check vacation days, there's no information on how much vacation employees are taking. But in 2007, Ryan Blitstein, doing research for the San Jose Mercury News, found that Netflix employees took the same vacations as people in other companies. Freer people feel more responsible.
I thought something terrible might happen when we stopped checking vacations. But nothing much changed. People just seem happier deciding what they can and cannot do. We found a way to give our high performers a little more control over their lives, and everybody feels a little freer. Because of our high talent density, our employees are already hardworking and responsible. Because of our open culture, if anyone behaves badly, someone in the team tells them. About the same time, Patty and I both noticed that people seem to be taking more responsibility in the office. Just little things, like throwing out milk from the refrigerator when it went bad. 3B. Give employees control of travel and spending. In the early Netflix days, there weren't any written rules about who could spend money or which hotels to stay in when you traveled. The company was small, and you couldn't spend much money without somebody noticing. By 2004, Netflix was a lot bigger. So Barry McCarthy, who was responsible for finance, wanted to change this. But I didn't want to put any new control processes in place. I decided that with the right employees, good examples from management, and enough context, we didn't need more rules. Barry agreed, but told me that we needed context to help employees understand how to spend company money well. Our first idea was, spend company money like your own. I felt great about that. I didn't spend a lot of my own money or company money, and I thought that other people were like me. But not everyone spends their own money in the same way, and this brought problems. Some people bought cheap airplane tickets, but others traveled first class. This was not how we wanted our employees to behave. So, our second idea was, act for the good of Netflix. That works better. It's not good for Netflix if everybody flies business class from Los Angeles to Mexico, but it might be good for Netflix to fly business class from Los Angeles to New York if you have to fly at night and go to a meeting in the morning.
Research shows that over half of us will spend company money on ourselves if we think nobody will catch us. But at Netflix, context is given before spending, and there are checks after. Employees are free to decide how to spend company money, but they must be responsible. Create context before and check spending after.
New Netflix employees want to understand what they should and shouldn't spend money on. We give them the context for this. David Wells, also responsible for finance at Netflix, explained it like this. Before you spend any money, just think that you'll have to stand in front of me and your manager. You'll have to explain why you bought that airplane ticket or telephone or stayed at that hotel. If you can easily explain why it was good for the company, then you don't need to ask before you spend. But if it's not easy to explain, then don't spend the money. Ask your manager or buy something cheaper. At Netflix, you can just buy something, take a photo of the receipt, and get the money back. But that doesn't mean no one worries about what you spend. The finance team sends each manager information about receipts for each employee every month. The manager can then see what they have spent. When employees understand that their managers are checking how much they spend, they're more careful. Many Netflix managers prefer not to look at each employee's receipts. But the finance team checks 10% of all spending, and if they discover that someone has spent too much, the employee is fired immediately. Some people will cheat, but there is more to win than to lose.
If you create context and clearly explain what will happen, a small group of people will cheat anyway. When this happens, don't get upset and create more rules. Just manage the situation and move on. People have cheated at Netflix. One employee traveled a lot, taking expensive vacations with the company's money. Neither his manager nor the finance team checked his receipts for 3 years. He spent over $100,000 on vacation travel before anybody noticed, and he was fired. The biggest cost of allowing people to spend freely is possibly the number of people who fly business class. Netflix could stop this, but Reed thinks that the 10% higher flying costs is a small price to pay. Free, fast, and not very expensive.
Maybe your employees spend a little more than necessary, But the cost is still lower than a workplace where they aren't allowed to fly. If employees can't decide things for themselves, they'll be slower and not as flexible as employees in a low-rule environment. One of my favorite examples is Nick, an engineer not high up in the company. He saw a problem that needed an immediate answer. His manager, Nigel Baptiste, tells the story. Netflix spent a lot of money to make House of Cards for a new TV system called 4K. We worked with Samsung, who made the only 4K televisions you could buy. But these TVs were expensive. Maybe people didn't want to buy them. Jeffrey Fowler from the Washington Post newspaper agreed to watch House of Cards on Samsung's new TV. On Thursday, Samsung engineers came to Netflix with a 4K TV and checked it with our engineers. Then we all went home. Friday morning, when I arrived at the office, the TV was gone. Someone threw it out with a lot of old TVs. We needed another TV before 10 a.m. I couldn't find one at any store in town. I was almost crying when Nick ran into the office and told me, "Don't worry, Nigel. I came in last night and I saw the TV was gone. You weren't answering your phone, so I went out and bought the same TV and tried it this morning. It cost $2,500, but I thought it was the right thing to do." Fowler loved the new system and wrote about it in his newspaper. This was worth so much more than that TV, both to Netflix and Samsung. Nick acted for the good of Netflix.